Good morning, everybody. How are you today? It's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks so much for being with us today. I really do appreciate it. As you know, we are part of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. That's over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, and that's where we now archive all our podcasts, etc. We have all kinds of information over there. We have our magazine, Equity and Access, which is the big online journal all about, you guessed it, Equity and Access. It's all available to you for free over at ace-ed.org. All right, we invite you to become a member of the consortium. Again, it's free. We want your voice heard for equity. All right, as we're all about, the American Consortium for Equity in Education, of which this podcast is a part of, ace-ed.org. We tweet out from over there. You can see all the icons over there if you go over there. But I tweet over also at EduTalk Radio. Okay, and we do Facebook at Education Talk Radio and LinkedIn at Larry Jacobs if you want to follow up on any of those type of things. But the key website is ace-ed.org. Got a nice show with our friends from Landmark College today. Fern Bork is here. Fern is the East Coast Regional Enrollment Representative for Landmark College, okay, which is located in, I'm sure today, snowy Putney, Vermont. All right. And she is the mom of a young man named Aaron, who's an alumni of the school, all right? And she's, again, now their East Coast Regional Enrollment Representative. So they must have done something right. And she is going to be presenting her webinar, which is called Navigating the College Search for Students Who Learn Differently. Okay, that's like kids with autism, ADHD, dyslexia, that sort of thing. Landmark is expert in teaching these children in higher education, students, young people, whatever you want to say. She's going to be giving her webinar to public and private schools throughout the country this year. I assume she'll be doing that on Zoom or something, but we're going to find out from Fern as I bring her on the show right now. Hi, Fern. It's Larry.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine. So where are you in Massachusetts? Are you in Massachusetts or Vermont?
I am actually in Massachusetts, right over the border in a little town called Northfield.
Oh, I like Northfield. I know it very well. And I love Western Mass, okay? I'm in Maine, by the way, just so you know that.
I do know that, and I love Maine, so there you have it.
There you go. It's a mutual state admiration society there, okay? Yeah, all right. It's great. Tell me about your son. What's he doing now? He's an alumni of Landmark. His name's Aaron. In case you didn't know that, your son's name is Aaron.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's a little piece of information I'd like to pass on to my guests, their children's names.
I really appreciate that. So
no problem.
Aaron lives in D.C. now. He went to D.C. after completing an associate's degree at Landmark. He went to American University, and then, as I did to my parents before him, he stayed where he went. So he now lives in D.C. where I... have not been able to see him over the past year, as have many families not seen their kids.
Are there grandkids involved? Does he have children?
They're not. I got started on this parenthood path rather late, Larry,
well,
so I think I'm probably a ways away from that.
The reason
I'm
asking that is because people are separated from their kids, but it's even worse when people are separated from their kids and grandkids. That's why
I
was asking the question. Yeah.
No,
so,
we're not there yet.
It's crazy times. Okay, good. Neither are we. That's okay. That's cool. I'm just curious how Aaron is doing. That's what I'm really concerned about. What's he do down there? What is he?
Well,
what's his job?
He is a real people kind of person, has extraordinary skills in mediation, and has transferred those skills into the hospitality industry, also really challenged during this particular time. Right now, and he manages a couple of cafes down there, so that's what he is doing.
Yeah, tough times these days for the hospitality industry, I got to tell you. And what did he – I have to ask this. What did he – I'll say it this way. What did he learn? What was his major, et cetera, at Landmark before he went to American?
So he was a liberal studies student, as are many of our students.
Yep.
But, you know, as is the case, I think, with many students at Landmark, he didn't just learn about academic skills and strategies. He came into his own and got greater self-awareness, which is another thing that Landmark is incredibly good at helping students do. And
exactly.
So he came into his own and started to understand, anyway, what is important to him in this world, what he wanted to do, what mattered. So that's another piece of what I consider the gifts of a Landmark education.
Yeah, and the gifts of education, period, et cetera. That's just great. You know, you're going to be giving your webinar, and we're going to talk about it in detail, but it's going to be called Navigating the College Search for Students Who Learn Differently. But you literally had that experience. All right. And how did you find out about Landmark? How many years ago was it? Okay, was it 6 years?
Well, it was 2010. So it is
many years ago. 10 years ago. Okay,
and I am a neighbor of the college in Essence. So it was much easier
for me. No, it's in Putney,
not
Essence. Essence is the next town over.
That
was a joke.
Thank you.
Incredibly bad joke, but joke nonetheless. Okay.
I just need another cup of coffee, Larry.
That's
all.
Okay. We all do.
Jokes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so learning about Landmark was fairly easy through radio, through other media, and being so close to the college. It was easier for us to find out about the school than I think it is for families and students in parts of the country that are farther afield, though we are becoming always more and more known. I mean, certainly we are leaders and on the cutting edge of innovation in how we teach neurodiverse students and how
That's
we improve
right.
the learning outcomes.
That's right, and indeed so. And what you're the East Coast Regional Enrollment Manager. Were you involved in education before you did this?
So unlike what I perceive as most of your guests, I have no background in education.
That's okay.
I was a performer. I have been in business. I am a mother, and maybe that is the most significant way that my path
All of those are significant.
Led to what I do today, because through Aaron's journey, I became really very, very deeply committed to providing more opportunities for students
That's
who learn
great.
Differently.
And you bring the parental perspective to this, which is so darn important. We don't need another educator's perspective. We need the parent's perspective. Believe me, that's a great thing. And what was your performance talent? You said you were a performer. Were you an actor?
I am an actress. I am a musician. Those are parts of my history.
I love that.
And now, you know, in these last years, what I consider my last years in the workforce, I really wanted to do something that felt really, really meaningful, that made a difference in people's lives. Landmark enables me to feel like I'm doing that, but also this webinar does, because it is not designed just for students who are looking for a Landmark. It's really designed to help all students who learn differently and their families navigate a process that's incredibly important.
Yeah, and the only thing I will argue about is that your job and your experience as an actor brought a lot of, it brought a lot of joy to people, okay? When people say they want to do something more meaningful, acting and whatever you do is meaningful. Okay, so I just want to say that, yeah.
Thank you, and yes, of course, you are absolutely right, but, you know, our paths change throughout our lives, and this is where my path has currently led me.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short, pal, for being a performer. I love that, okay? I think that's wonderful, okay? And there's not a person in the world who doesn't look at somebody up on stage and envy them, okay, for A, their talent, and B, for their ability to go up on stage and do it. And, you know, when we talk about getting kids ready for the real world, okay, anybody who can do that, okay, and give that to their kids, okay, is really saying something, okay? That's just that what you're giving is confidence. So there you go. I'm done with that, but I'm telling you, it's important.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the affirmation.
I mean it. And now you're doing something. Now you're doing something else that's terrific. So tell us about this webinar, and also, more importantly, how you're going to do it this year. Obviously, you're the East Coast regional rep, so you go all over the East Coast in a normal year. But this year, travel is very restricted and limited and all that sort of thing. So, A, tell us about the content of the webinar. Okay. And then B, tell us how you're going to do it, or do it the other way. I don't care.
I'm going to do it the other way because the second part of your question is very much more all-encompassing. So it's actually easier than ever to deliver information because for whatever things we may not like about our virtual world, it enables me to reach people in California at the same time that I'm talking to people in Maryland. And so I don't have any of the travel challenges that would be presented to me in an average year. I actually started presenting this webinar last March when travel came to an end, and I was looking for a meaningful way to continue to connect with students and families. So I've been doing it for quite some time now and have, you know, enlisted participants from all over the country. Perhaps not so surprising, largely parents who really feel like they want the information as their students begin the college search, because all the same things are up for them as for neurotypical students, and there is this additional level.
That's right. That is a concern. Huge additional level, and you got to be so careful on that. I mean, you really and truly do. You just said something that struck me really interesting. You're the East Coast regional rep, and you said you're talking to people in California and all that. Are you working the whole country or just on the East Coast, you?
If I was physically traveling, I would be working the East Coast. But because I do not have to physically travel, I'm able to break down that particular barrier.
Right.
So I am talking to people throughout the country, despite the limitations of my title.
Okay, so I'm going to change your title, okay? Make sure that Mark and Peter know this. You're no longer the East Coast Regional. You're now the Senior Enrollment Representative for Landmark College. I've just changed your title. Congratulations, Fern.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So much,
the least I can do, literally. Okay, so anyway, right, we'll go from there. So what did you put together, okay, into... let me ask you this way. From your experience, what's in the webinar?
Oh, everything from how you begin the search to information you need to be, for lack of a better expression, armed with as you proceed along the search, and how to ultimately evaluate the different options. So it's a really, really information-rich, very all-encompassing webinar. I mean, normally I would talk, if I was doing the webinar, it's probably an hour to an hour and a half of real information. So when you ask me what I cover, it's hard to know where to begin, but that's actually a really good place. How to begin the college search is the first thing I talk to families about. So, many people think that beginning the college search is a process of gathering information about various institutions. And I encourage people to remember and to recognize that this is also an inner journey that a student takes, and that it's really important to engage fully in this process of self-discovery and increased self-awareness. I love this Albert Einstein quote: "Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid." So, I think that's an analogy for our neurodiverse students who
are likely... It's an analogy for everybody. I never heard that before. That's a great quote.
It is a great quote. Neurodiverse students compare themselves often and not so favorably to their neurotypical peers, as though they weren't as bright, as though they weren't as capable.
That's right.
We know nothing could be further from the truth.
Absolutely correct.
But they have been like square pegs trying to fit in a round hole. So I encourage folks to start the process by realizing that there really is a square hole for the square peg, and to begin looking for that exact opportunity. It does exist, and I encourage students to ask themselves a lot of questions. Who am I? Why am I going to college? What kind of environment do I learn best in? What are my strengths? What are my challenges? And most importantly, what are the accommodations and supports I genuinely need if I'm to put myself in the best position to succeed.
Can kids ask themselves those questions? And I'm talking about 16, 17-year-old kids in high school. Do they have the ability to really self-reflect like that? I mean, their parents do. And their parents can pose these questions and have the kid form an answer. But did you find that the kids think about that as well? Can they self-reflect deep enough as a goofy teenager, if I may, okay, to answer that question? That's hard for a kid. You know, you look on TV and you see the University of Michigan in a normal year playing a big football game. You say, well, I don't care about anything else. I really want to be part of that scene with these gorgeous cheerleaders. Okay? You don't know how to ask that question yet. You're still on the surface, so to speak. So that's why I'm asking that question. What do you find with that? Can kids get in self-reflecting like and as deep?
You know, self-reflection is a process that we go through our entire lives, and hopefully we get more and more adept at it. Can young people do that? Well, they can participate in some way, and perhaps the reason that the people who attend my webinar are primarily parents is that perhaps you are right. The parents are very concerned with this process,
yeah.
And they can help guide the student in terms of the self-reflection. Will the answers they get be as full and have the same depth as they might 4 or 5 years from now? No, but you have to begin the process somewhere. And self-awareness is really critical if you are going to choose a college that is truly a good fit. You know, 50% of Landmark students come to us as transfer students. Why? Because
I didn't think I knew that.
The first college isn't a good fit. You know, you went somewhere where your friends were going.
That's a great point. That's a great point. I don't think I knew that statistic. Okay?
Yeah,
and I know work a lot with Landmark,
50%.
But I think it's the first time I ever heard that. Yeah. And you know what you're saying, Fern, I got to say, you're exactly right. Making the transition to higher education, quote, being on your own, et cetera, is a very difficult transition, okay? And I'll make the point this way. My nephew, who I really think is a great guy, straight-A student in high school, went to Penn State this year, okay? He literally went to campus, State College. Great kid,
mm-hmm.
Getting straight A's, et cetera, all right? And he wound up, okay, having a party in his dorm room during these COVID times against the rules with, you know the story, 30 other kids, okay? Rightfully so, the RA called the campus police, and literally he was not thrown out of school, but thrown off campus for the semester. Okay, now this is a good kid, a superb kid who never gets in disciplinary trouble. Okay, excuse me, my point is, okay, that kids making a transition from high school to college were suddenly throwing, okay, now you're an adult. And it doesn't work that way, okay? And a kid who is neurodiverse, my nephew is not, a kid who is neurodiverse has extra challenges. And if we don't find the right place for them, okay, to make a difficult transition at best, okay, you're going to wind up with a transfer situation. And all that stuff. I love what you're saying. That was a long way to get to there, but just a little bit of personal experience. Kids got to be able to understand, okay, how to make that change. Okay, it's a tough change.
Well, and you know, sometimes it takes crashing and burning, and
it's a great lesson.
Those
That'll
are words
fine.
I hear.
They didn't throw
all
him
the
out
time.
Of school. They just throw him off campus, which is great.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful. Okay,
yeah,
he was
sometimes
stupid. I told him my standing joke. I told him, I said, not to worry. I said, Pennsylvania, they respect you. They named a lake after you. Lake Stupid.
Oh, God.
Okay, so welcome to the real world, pal. You know, so it worked. In the end, it's going to work out just fine. But this is the kind of crap college kids do. They need a place, okay, especially if you're a bit neurodiverse, okay, where they can fit in and be comfortable. Otherwise, you're asking too much of them. That's my feeling.
Well, yes, and you need to start, you know, the search for the right college. You need to start it armed with certain information. You know, the information is your friend. So I always start by giving, you know, giving families some of the data. So this is what some of the numbers look like. 94% of students who have a learning difference are receiving some sort of assistance in high school. And yet, only 17% of them go on to utilize the resources that are available in college. So then, you know, I go from there to look at what, it's a very small percentage, and there's a number of reasons, but those are the facts. And then you look at outcomes. I was, as a non-educator, really, really surprised to learn that of students nationwide who are trying to achieve a bachelor's degree, of all students, less than 60% succeed. And if you are a student who has a learning difference, only 34% of you statistically are going to earn that degree. And I say this to people not to be discouraging, because there's really good news within all this. The news is that if you access and utilize supports, you can change those odds dramatically. So it is in your power to affect, you know, to affect the outcome. And that's the first thing I want people to be aware of as they start this search.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to make another point here. You really got me thinking here. I do a lot of work here in K-12 education with preschool. And preschool, the one thing that everybody always says, and I agree and I say it a lot too, if you build a good foundation, you're going to have a much better house. If a kid has good in preschool, okay, and gets the right type of training there, they're going to do much better in school, K-12 and beyond, than they would otherwise. And if you just extrapolate that out to higher education, for a kid who has a neurodiverse need, they need to go to a place like Landmark, where they're going to get all the skills, not only the education, but the skill factor, okay, the social emotional factor, okay, that they need to succeed, and Landmark will set them on their way properly, okay, and like your son, like Aaron. Okay, and it's that simple. You can, and I say this with a compliment. Landmark is almost like a preschool for a lot of kids. Okay, it gives them everything they need to succeed. Okay, and I just think it's a good analogy. What do you think?
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself. So when I talk about Landmark, I understand that very frequently, Landmark is not the college that either a student or their family has been dreaming about.
Yeah.
However, I look at it as the opportunity to create a really firm foundation. So many students don't stay with us through a bachelor's degree. We have bachelor's degrees. We've been adding them. But you can come for a shorter period of time. We start engaging students while they're in high school. We have online dual enrollment classes for juniors and seniors, an opportunity to earn 3 college credits while working with faculty who know how to teach neurodiverse students, who know how to prepare them for next steps, for whatever their goals and objectives are. We have summer programs for rising juniors and seniors. We have a college readiness program for students who have just graduated from high school and are heading off to a traditional college in the fall. During the school year, we have a bridge experience, a short-term undergrad experience that is focused on the kind of skill building and foundation building that you just spoke about so eloquently.
It's so important. It's so important. Of course, you can stay and get your degree there. You know, you brought up something, and I've been meaning to ask you this as we've been talking. You give your webinar, and you said that most of the people who attend are parents of students who are thinking about going. Okay? What role does the K-12, I'll get a high school teacher, probably it's a better way to put it, the high school teacher, the high school guidance counselor, the high school administrator play in all this? Okay. They should be attending the webinar too.
They do. I get a lot of professionals attending the webinar. So not just high school staff, guidance counselors, special education teachers. I also have educational consultants that attend the webinar. You know, I have found it frustrating in years when I've had boots to the ground and have traveled, you know, 7,000 miles over the course of a 3-month recruiting season.
Wow.
I have been shocked to be in the Northeast finding out how little some school, college counseling and guidance teams know about Landmark. And what they think they know isn't very often not accurate. You know, there are so many misconceptions that come to people's minds when we talk about Landmark. What people need to realize is that this is a rigorous, traditional liberal arts education, unmodified curriculum, as challenging as any other college your student would go to. What sets us apart is the unique scaffolding, the unique integrated support that we can provide for our students, both in and out of the classroom.
Thank you for saying that. That's so important. I really appreciate that. It's dead on accurate. It's a great program with great education. Let's not forget that. It's just geared for the neurodiverse community. Okay, and that's what you said. You said it perfectly. Go ahead.
And by the way, when you say community, that's another really important aspect of Landmark. So when you get 450 students or so on campus, all who have some kind of learning difference, everybody gets it. So there is no stigma about absolutely anything. What you end up with is a culture and a community that is truly inclusive, supportive. Nobody is ever on the outside looking in. Everybody feels and recognizes that they are a vital part of this really dynamic learning community. And that's another extraordinary piece of it all.
It's a very important part. It goes back to what we were saying before. Okay, you said it. You know how some kids feel like they're on the outside looking in when they're in high school. Kids who have a neurodiverse challenge. Okay, well, that's with a high school, let's say, 1,500 kids. Now take that to put yourself in a place where there's 15,000 kids. Okay? And you that's a hard thing to do to yourself. You got to make the right choices here. That's why Landmark, by the way, I didn't give the website, Landmark.edu, is really good. I have to ask you this. Where is the webinar? How do people sign up for it?
So right now, I primarily do the webinar in concert with various schools and organizations. So a school will decide that they want to offer it to their community, and so I will do it exclusively live for them, because the other thing that gives me the opportunity to do is answer individual participants' questions, which is really, really important to me, so that I make sure I'm serving the needs of whoever is participating on a given evening. So primarily it's schools, but I work with organizations, and I will be doing one this month for an educational consulting organization. So I am open to providing the information wherever there are people who are interested.
Well, are you familiar with a very important organization called CASE, the Council of Administrators of Special Education?
No,
are you familiar?
I'm not.
Oh, well, they're one of the great groups out there, if I may. Okay, I'm really close to them. And they're part of CEC, but they're the Administrators of Special Education. Okay, and Phyllis Wolfram, who is their wonderful executive director, is a good friend of mine. I am going to send this a podcast to Phyllis as soon as we're done.
Great.
Okay, and she can she's great at this. She'll disseminate this information out, okay, to her group, which is, as I say, a very powerful group throughout K-12. Okay, and, you know, it's all the administrators of special ed. So let's see if we can get this more lined up. I'm happy to do that for you. Okay, they're a great group, by the way, and I'll introduce you in an email. Okay, Phyllis is great. She's great.
That
so are you.
That is fabulous.
Yeah. That
is wonderful. I mean, my goal personally is to interact with as many people as possible and provide this information and these resources.
Absolutely, and that's why I'm happy to help, and I'm glad you said that you're giving this through schools okay, as opposed to individuals, you know, parents would sign up, et cetera. They can still do that, but it's actually run through the schools, et cetera. So this is a good link for you guys and them, I might add.
Thank you so much, Larry. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You'll see an email from me in just a few minutes, not to worry. Okay, I'll get that done for you. All right, and introduce you to Phyllis. All right, who is terrific, by the way.
Okay. Great.
Super.
Yes.
This is great. And by the way, everybody, it's landmark.edu if you want to check it out. It's really great stuff. And Fern, you said it best, too many schools don't know about this and how important it is for the kids who have neurodiverse needs. Okay? It's really
Absolutely.
Important for them to be, you used the words, armed with this information. Okay? Because we send kids on their way out of the school system, but we want them to succeed. All right, so this will help. Fern, thanks a million. This was great. I loved it. Is it snowing out there?
It is not, but there's plenty already on the ground. How about
yeah,
you?
Yeah, same here. Same here. It was snowing this morning. So, it's snowing now. What am I talking about? Snowing right now. There you go. Okay, and I live in southern Maine, so there you have it. Okay.
It's that time of year in the Northeast.
Exactly. People, oh, my God, it's snowing. Hello. You know, so there we go. We're used to it. All right. Thanks, Fern. This is great. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me, and let's do it again sometime.
Absolutely. I look for an email from me. It'll come your way, okay?
Thank you. Have a great
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Vern. Thank you.
Bye-bye
you
now.
Be safe. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay. My pleasure. Okay, everybody, that's Fern Bork. Okay, Fern is the I gave her a new title, Senior East Coast, Regional Enrollment Representative for Landmark College, Landmark EDU, and I'll connect her up with Case and all that sort of stuff. This is good stuff. You should learn about them anyway. They're really good. Landmark.edu, okay, that important. All right, we'll archive over at ace-ed.org. Join with us, please, all right, to join our consortium, the American Consortium for Equity in Education. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. And thank you so much for listening. And have a great day. Okay? Bye-bye. I'm trying to get my mouse here. There it is. Okay. Oh, something's going on with my mouse. There we go. Here's the music.